You've been listening to King's Portion Live with web host Catherine Joy Foster.
Welcome back to King's Portion, where the theme of our program today is Pieces of God's Masterpiece. You have to know this, that God wants you whole and well. Now, whether you feel that there is a piece missing or only one piece left, know this, that the power of Christ can rest upon you so that you experience the finished work of Christ, knowing this, that His strength is made perfect in our weakness. We're going to look in Romans, the 6th chapter, the 22nd and the 23rd verses, and it reads, "But now that you've found, you don't have to listen to sin tell you what to do, and have discovered the delight of listening to God telling you." What a surprise! A whole, healed, put together life right now, with more and more of life on the way. Work hard for sin your whole life, and your pension is death. But God's gift is real life, eternal life, delivered by Jesus, our Master. What we have to understand is that we don't want to mask being a masterpiece, mask being whole and well. We don't want to have a makeshift operation, because it really can't coexist in the kingdom of God. Know this, that you don't have to have a crutch to get along, or even adjust to having a cane for life. Because when it says that God revives us, in the 1828 edition of Webster's Dictionary, it says that revive is to return to life, to recover life, to recover new life or vigor, to recover from a state of neglect or depression, to recomfort, to quicken, to refresh with joy or hope, to bring again into notice. Because now you can show the glory of God and how He has ministered to you, and you will certainly discover that you are God's masterpiece. Because of Him, because of His love, because of His grace, because of His strength. On our program today, you're going to hear again the music of Shawanda Smith. Now let's listen to her as she sings "You."
I feel important when you talk to me, like a prized possession, no inferiority. And I don't feel like I have to prove myself to you, but do the things that others do. But you see me in the uniqueness you made. Don't have to put up a front behind things I can't change. Gave me these words just to say that I can be me and it's okay. I'm glad it's you that I gave my life to. Glad it's you that I aim to please. It's not men and their desires, but I'm glad and abuse. What was I to do? I'm just an ordinary girl. You're my extraordinary dad. And all of your good don't have to put up a front. I hide things I can't change. Gave me these words just to say that I can be me.
Welcome back to King's Portion, where again the theme of our program today is Pieces of God's Masterpiece. God has already made the provision for our wholeness and our wellness. So whether there is one piece left or only a piece missing, know this, the power of Christ can rest upon you so you can experience the finished work of Christ, showing this, that His strength is made perfect in our weakness. Now we said this, that the kingdom of this world has already shifted and has already been demolished. It has already been broken into irreconcilable pieces, which means that the kingdom of our Lord in this Christ has already been lifted up. In Luke, the 23rd chapter, the 39th through the 43rd verses, read this. And one of the malefactors which were hanged ranged on him, talking about Jesus, saying, If thou be Christ, save thyself and us. But the other answering rebuked him, saying, Doth not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward for our deeds, but this man hath done nothing amiss. And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus said unto him, Verily I say unto you, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. We want to understand that when this man was saying, remember, he was not saying, Jesus, don't forget me. But he was saying, I have been dismembered. I have been separated from a part of the main body. Parts of me have been severed. I've been cut down to pieces. I've been disfigured. And he says, put me back together again. When he says, remember, collect what has already been scattered so that I can be a part of your body. What a precious point out you could see of this man's heart toward Jesus as they are laying there or hanging there in the same state. But because Jesus is the high priest of our profession, he ministered the covenant, which says, I'm going to cover your weakness right now, and you're going to be with me. You're going to be reassembled into my body. So even though it looks like the crooked places can't be made straight and the rough places can't be made smooth, know this, that there's another day coming. You experience the finished work of Calvary that I am about to take you into. Now you may be saying, my life is too torn up for Jesus to do anything with. But God says that he healeth the broken heart and bindeth up their wounds. So you can come to Jesus as you are today, right now, and he'll manifest himself to you as your Savior, as your Lord. All you have to do is repeat this prayer after me. Say, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I recognize that I have been severed from your body. But today, I ask you to forgive me of every sin. And I want Jesus to come and to live in my heart forever. I invite you in as my Savior and as my Lord. And I believe that old things are passed away and all things have been made new. And I thank you, Lord, for my salvation. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, I thank God for you for saying that prayer, because now you have the opportunity of a lifetime, knowing that every broken piece has been put back together again. If you said that prayer, please email us at info@kingsportionlive.com and we'll send you something along the way to encourage you. Again, that is info@kingsportionlive.com. And I'll be right back after this message from our sponsor. Plan to stay tuned for the remaining portions of King's Portion.
We invite you to visit our new interactive website. Please log on to www.kingsportionlive.org. That's www.kingsportionlive.org. We believe that you will discover something that will speak to the royal blood in you.
Thank you for staying tuned for the conclusion of our program today, which bears the theme, Pieces of God's Masterpiece. Yes, God has designed that you receive his wholeness and his wellness. Now, whether you believe that there is just a piece missing or only one piece left, the power of Christ can rest upon you so that you can experience the finished work of Christ, because his strength is made perfect in weakness. Let's look in 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter, the 23rd and the 24th verses. And it reads, May God himself, the God who makes everything holy and whole, make you holy and whole, put you together, spirit, soul, and body, and keep you fit for the coming of our Master, Jesus Christ. The one who called you is completely dependable. If he said it, he will do it. And you can hold on to that promise because he who is faithful will never call off. You want to know this. Now, wherever you are in life, that there is the finished work of Calvary, that you can believe and receive, and it will be manifested in your life in the person of Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit. So remember this, that your story is not the reenactment of the account of Humpty Dumpty. It is King Jesus, Lord of all, who put you back together again. This is Catherine Joy Foster for King's Portion, where we speak to the royal blood in you.
Listening to The King's Portion with radio host Catherine Joy Foster. Today's podcast is available for download. Log on to blog.kingsportionlive.com or email info@kingsportionlive.com.